read some verses from there. I heard about a woman and her husband that were having a little issue. She said, "Honey," she said, "you're supposed to make the coffee." And he said, "No, you're my wife and you're supposed to make the coffee." She said, "Well, the Bible says that you're supposed to make the coffee." And so he said, "Where in the world do you get that?" She said, "Hebrews." So there it is. So this morning I made the coffee. Amen. Hebrews. I guess that's really stretching it. There you go. Hebrews chapter 12. It's such a good chapter. Let's just preach all of it. Well, I'll probably limit myself to verse 14 to verse 17, more or less. It said, "Follow peace with all men and women." I added that. Actually, it just really says, "Follow peace with all." See that little, I don't know if it's up there or not. It's not, is it? Yeah, see, it's in brackets there. So that word's really not in the Greek. So it really just says, "Follow peace with all." And then "men" is the way it's in the King James. "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know that how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully, with tears." Amen. I want to talk today about following or pursuing peace and holiness. But I say pursuing. That's a strong word. It's a strong word. It's a strong verb. It's an imperative. It's a command here in the Scripture. It's not something that's to be taken lightly, but it says, pursue peace and holiness. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. The nearly inspired version, the NIV, says, "Make every effort." Make every effort. Pursue. And then it says to pursue, first of all, peace. I think peace is one of the greatest gifts that God can give to a human being. There is no price that you could put on peace that would be fitting. There's nothing in this world like peace of mind and an untroubled heart and a calm spirit. It is a price above all other things to have peace. To have peace in your home. Amen. To have peace in your life. There's nothing in the world. Have peace in the church. There's nothing in the world like peace. Amen. Praise God. Peace is not, as we mentioned Wednesday night, it's not the absence of trouble. Amen. Jesus said in the world, "Ye shall have tribulation." Everybody's going to have troubles. Everybody's going to have cars that don't start. You're going to have flat tires. You're going to have quarrelsome neighbors. You're going to have people on the job you can't, that won't get along with you. You're going to have situations. Your dog's going to get sick. Amen. Your cat's going to have problems. And you're going to have troubles in life. It's just that way. You're going to lose things. Other people are going to lose your stuff. You're going to have troubles in life. Amen. But you just got to understand that there God can give peace in the time of trouble. You're going to lose things that are dear to you. Your family members are going to pass off of the scene of this life. They're going to enter into eternity and leave you alone. But you know what? There is a peace that passes understanding. Amen. Now the peace he's talking about here that we are to pursue is peace with all. Now, it's really not hard to have peace with God. God is not quarrelsome, and God wants to get along with you. So if you will follow His commandments and obey His word, you'll get along with God. And God will get along with you, and you'll have peace. But having peace with all men and women and children is another issue. Amen. Because some people just don't want to get along. You have to have peace with some people at a distance. Amen. You don't harbor any unforgiveness or bitterness in your heart, but you just know that you can't be together very long. Is that all right? I'm just being honest with you here today. There's some people I love at a distance. I do. I love them. I'll do whatever I can to help them, but I just love them at a distance. Amen. You ever tried to hug a porcupine? That's an experience. I've hugged a few porcupines in my life. Got quills all over me. Amen. Amen. So there's some people that you, for the sake of peace, you love them and you don't let them ruffle your feathers and you understand them. The big key is understanding people. Brother Hart, forbearing with people. Amen. Some people have quirky personalities. Some people think I'd have a quirky personality. Amen. And mostly the people you think are weird probably think the same thing about you. So all of us, we have issues in our lives. We have difficulties and things are not real easy to get along with. Some people are easier to get along with than others. Some people grew up like a washing machine. The biggest part is the agitator. They love to agitate. You ever been around somebody that loves to agitate? An agitator is that piece inside your washing machine that goes back and forth. It's an agitator. It stirs things up. Amen. There are people in life that just like to stir things up. Amen. They ask questions that gender strife, as the scripture says. They just like to stir things up. They where there's peace, they can't seem to handle peace. Amen. But we follow peace with all men. You learn not to let certain things set you off. Amen. You learn certain triggers. You learn that just because somebody calls you something or says something about you, if it's not true, you just learn to let it go. So what? Amen. You can call me what you want to call me, but if it's not true, so what? If it is true, I need to fix it. Amen. Thank you for pointing that out. Amen. And now I'm going to fix it and it's going to be better. Amen. So you follow peace. Sometimes you just have to forbear with some folks. As the word says, you have to just put up with some folks. But it's worth it. It's worth it. Amen. And so you follow peace. You pursue it. The very best that you can. Pursue peace with everybody. Not only peace with God, which you can do with repentance. Repent of your sin and follow Him. Be led by the Spirit. Try to live above sin every day and you'll have the peace of God. And try to do your very best to have peace with people. If you're not yourself quarrelsome, generally you'll get along with almost everybody. You will. Most people want to get along. There are some that don't. And that's why you just have to forbear with certain people. And you learn certain individuals by their own admission, they'll say, that's just the way I am. Honey, Get used to it. Well, that's the one you forbear with. It's not a Christian characteristic. It's not a good thing. But there are some, honey, you're just going to have to learn to get along with. Amen. And because that's just the way they are, and they're not going to change. Not for the Lord and not for you. But we just follow peace because it's worth it. Amen. Praise God. And then the Bible said, follow holiness. Pursue holiness. Holiness is it kind of got a bad rap. A lot of people that, when they think of holiness, they think of a bunch of rules, do's and don'ts. You know what holiness really means? It really just simply means separation. Now anybody that is a disciple of Jesus Christ means that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. So if you follow Jesus Christ, obviously you're going to separate yourself from other things. Is that not right? If I'm going to follow Him, I'm going to leave the world behind me. I'm going to leave a certain lifestyle behind me. I'm going to leave certain thoughts and certain ways of speaking and certain ways of living. I'm going to leave that all behind me. So it's not because somebody handed me a rule book of do's and don'ts. I'm just following. I'm separating because I'm following Him. I'm walking in light rather than stumbling in darkness. I've made a decision. And so holiness is simply that. It's choosing to follow Jesus Christ. It's separating by following Him. That's all holiness really is. It's just doing those things that please God. And when we do that, we will be separate from this world. We will be different. Somebody said, I don't want to be different. Well, a lot of folks in the world are different. They're doing all kinds of things to make themselves stand out and be different and be apart. And so why then do we want to do the same things they're doing? I want to do the things that please the Lord. It's okay to be different. Nothing wrong with it. What's the big watchword in the world today? Diversity. Let's all be diverse. There's many roads that lead to heaven. You just go your way and I'll go my way. And they recognize that except for Christianity. You can't be a Christian, you can't talk about Jesus. You talk about other gods and other ways and other religions. And that's okay. It's acceptable. But don't talk about Jesus and His way. And especially don't say His way is the only way. But if you're a Christian, you don't have any choice. Jesus said, I am the way. And He said, except you believe, He said that I am He, the Messiah, He said, you will die in your sins. So He made it rather plain, didn't He? So if I'm going to be a Christian, I'm going to be different. Amen. So I'm going to pursue, not different for the sake of being different. Some people will not follow holiness because they don't want to upset anybody. Amen. I want to be like everybody. Well, you'll be like the fella in a civil war. He didn't know whose side he wanted to be on. He liked the North. He liked the South. He liked the Rebels and he liked the Yankees. So he said, I'll just get me a blue coat and I'll get me some gray breeches and I'll just be part of each. Well, he got shot at from both sides because nobody knew who he was. The Yankees were shooting at his gray breeches and the Rebels were shooting at his blue coat. He had troubles. Him and you can't have a foot in both camps, folks. Just going to kind of make up your mind. Hey, man, that I'm a Christian. I want to follow Christ. I want to follow peace. I'm not doing this to upset anybody. I'm not doing this to make people think I'm better than they are. not doing this for any other reason than simply I love Jesus Christ, and that's the only reason. Amen. Now, there are some people that won't follow because they don't want to upset anybody. They want to follow peace. But to the point that they won't follow holiness. And that's not a good thing. And on the other hand, there are people that want to follow holiness so much that they forsake peace. They get a judgmental spirit. They get a legal spirit. Like the brother asked a man, he said, would you fellowship anybody that has less of a standard than you do? He said, oh no, never, never, never. He said, would you fellowship somebody with a better standard? He said, yes. He said, why? You want to corrupt him? So you see, we've got to have this balance. So I have met people that wanted to follow holiness so much that they looked down and despised everybody less than they were, so they thought. If you don't see it exactly the way they see it, they look down on you, don't want to have anything to do with you, talk about you, gossip about you. Hello? Hello? Amen. So you see, we've got to follow peace and holiness. Man, we it's not just one or the other. We want to follow or pursue after both. We want to follow both peace and holiness. Amen. That's our goal. Amen. Praise God. You see, if I'll just simply, Jesus said, I am the way. How do you get to heaven? He said, I'm the way. Amen. You know why you're here today and not there yet? Because He's the way. He's not only the path, but He's the conveyance. He's the vehicle. Amen. One of these days, a trumpet is going to sound. Amen. And we shall be changed in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. And this mortal shall put on immortality, and this corruption shall put on incorruption. You see, that's going to happen, but not yet. I want to go to heaven, but I can't just jump up there. If I could, I'd already be gone. But we can't do that. So we're pursuing with everything that's in us, peace. We're pursuing with everything that's in us, holiness. Just simply separating ourselves unto the Lord. Whatever you want, that's fine with me. Amen. Praise God. And again, we're doing it with a right spirit out of a heart of love for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said that we're supposed to preach the truth in love. We don't preach, you know, hell like we're kind of glad folks are going there. Amen. Preach the truth in love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, without which no man shall see the Lord. So if we are not pursuing peace, now that the word is pursuing here. Every day. You don't arrive. You don't get to some magical place where all of a sudden your life is just perfect peace. No troubles. It's not going to happen here. You're going to pursue it every day. And you're not ever going to get to the place where you are so separated, you'll never have another temptation. You'll never have a bad thought. Amen. You're pursuing holiness. You're following after it. Amen. With everything that's in you. And you pursue all the way to the end. Amen. And he said, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, I believe this portion of the scripture has two levels of meaning. Number one, I think the way people see the Lord is in us. The Bible says in the book of Acts, they were called Christians first at Antioch. Do you know why they call them Christians? It was really supposed to be a derogatory term. They were really trying to make fun of them. So they called them Christians because they said they talk just like Jesus, and they act just like Jesus, and everything they would do reminds us of the Christ. So they're nothing but a bunch of Christians, and it's stuck. And one of the greatest things that we can be called today is a Christian. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said the best vitamin for Christians is be one. Just be one. Amen. And so it's not enough to be called a Christian. We have to be a Christian. Amen. And that's something we work at every day. There are some dangers that are listed here. First of all, he talks about those that fall away or fall out of the grace of God. Now, God is love, and He'll love you even whenever you fall away from His grace. We preached some time ago, the Bible talks about some have fallen away. Now, it's a bad thing to fall away from God and fall away from grace. That means you're going the wrong direction. The only way you can fall away from something is if you're pursuing something that's in the opposite direction. If you're a Christian and you're following Jesus Christ and you fall, you're not going to fall away, you're going to fall forward. You're going to fall on grace. You're going to fall on His mercy. You're going to fall on His love because you're following after Him. But if you're not following after Him, then you can fall away from God. So we must be careful that we follow Him and not follow away from Him. It's so very important that we determine that direction and make up our mind. We are pursuing peace and we are pursuing holiness. And that way, if I fall, I won't fall away from His grace, but I'll fall into His grace. Amen. And I'll be restored because I'm headed the right direction. And then He warns against the root of bitterness that can spring up. That's what we talked about in our Sunday school lesson this morning. The way we prevent bitterness is forgiveness. Forgiveness forbids bitterness. You're going to have a lot of problems. Things are going to happen to you that are not right. They're not just. They're not fair. One of the first things we learn as children, right? That's not fair. Ever heard that one? And I hear teenagers, that's not fair. And I hear adults, that's not fair. You're right, life's not fair. It's not. It's not fair at all. It's not fair. Brother Hart could eat a whole package of Oreos and it wouldn't show. I can smell of them and gain 2 pounds. It's not fair. It's not fair. But life's just not fair. It's not. It's not fair. Amen. But things are going to happen to us, and the only way we keep bitterness out of our heart is to forgive. The greatest gift you can give yourself is forgiveness, and not allow bitterness and old grudge to get a hold of you. You talk about ruining your day. Have you ever had your day ruined by unforgiveness? Don't raise your hand. Too late. I know who you are. All of us have. Have you ever had an argument with somebody? And all day long it's going on in your head. You don't have any peace. You're mad. Amen. If it's your wife, you know, you're sitting over on this side of the car rubbing this doorknob. She's over on that side rubbing that doorknob. Cold as icicle. Isn't that a wonderful way to spend the day? Get home, you go to your room, she goes to her room. Dog and cat, go hide. Looking for some sunshine. Bedtime, you're about to fall on the floor over one side. She's about to fall. And I don't know, I've never actually had this happen. I'm just describing what I've heard about. Yeah, all right. That's why the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Because if you maintain, guess what? If you go through that all night and you toss and you turn, you get up in the morning and you're still grumpy, you still got that old foul, ugly spirit, and you start your day like that, it affects the way you work. It affects your feelings for your children. It affects everything in your life, all because you won't let go of some little bitty thing that happened. Amen. And so the way to get rid of that stuff is just forgiveness. Well, what if they don't ask? Forgive anyway. For your benefit. Amen. Just don't get hung up on unforgiveness. Amen. Now, Lord, I just forgive them. Let it go. I'm not going to dwell on this. I'm not going to let this disturb my peace. I'm going to pursue peace, not a grudge, not revenge. I'm going to pursue peace. Amen. I want peace in my life. I want peace in my heart. It's not worth it. So I'm going to follow after peace. I'm going to follow after holiness. Jesus forgave while they were still driving nails in his hands. And he was hanging up on that cross. And he forgave before anybody ever asked him. They were still cussing and talking and despitefully using. And he forgave them in the middle of all that. Stephen forgave them while they were still throwing rocks at him with a snarl on their face and hatred on their countenance. And he was already forgiven them before they ever asked. So we can do that. Hey, I'm talking about being a Christian today. This is not for sissies. Amen. Well, people will see the Lord in us. That's why the apostles said to the man at the gate, beautiful, they said, look on us. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. See Christ in me and follow after. So people, when we follow holiness and peace, people see the Lord. When we don't, people just see you and people just see me. And it's not a pretty sight. It's just old flesh. Just old flesh. Amen. So we gotta fight against bitterness. And then he talks about fornication. Amen. Fornication is every form of sexual sin. Every form. It comes from the word pornos, which we get our word pornography from. But fornication includes all sexual sin. It's a general word. So he talks then, we've got to guard against all forms of sexual sins. Amen. They're come in many different forms, many different ways. But you guard against those things. And so we guard against sexual sins. And then he talks about a particular man here. He calls him Esau. Esau was a sensual man. He was a man that lived by his senses. He was the kind of man that whatever he wanted, he got it. He would go after it with everything he had, and he had to have it right now. And it didn't matter what got in his way. He didn't let a little thing like a marriage vow get in his way. He didn't let a little thing like belonging to somebody else get in his way. He wanted it. He went after it. He got it. And he had to have it right now. Amen. And boy, does that describe the age we're living in. That's why our little economic house is coming down. Because everybody's got to have it. You deserve a break today. Amen. You deserve it. Amen. Charge it. You can't buy it, charge it. You can't pay for it, declare bankruptcy. 2 years, you can get another card and try it again. Boy, it's quiet. Ooh. I must be stepping on some toes. I better quit meddling and get back to preaching here. Amen. Got to have it. I deserve it. Going to have it now. Amen. All righty. Anyhow, that was Esau. Esau had a birthright. It was worth a lot. He was the eldest son. And he was going to get 2/3 of everything that his father possessed. And he had the birthright. It was his. And his little brother wanted the birthright. And he caught him on a day when he was hungry. And he cooked some lentils, a pot of peas. And he was waving it out there. And here comes Esau. He's hungry. He's been out all day hunting. And apparently didn't get anything. He comes in. He's starving to death, he thinks. And Jacob says, well, you can have some of this, these peas, if you'll just sell me your birthright. And God's looking on. And God's looking on. And so Esau, in his mind, he's used to having everything he wants when he wants it. And he only values the moment. He can't look beyond the moment. He can't look beyond what he wants right now. No matter how valuable it is, how good it is, how precious it is, if I can't have it right now, I'm going to sell it. Because I want beans and I want them now. So I'll sell two-thirds of my father's inheritance just for a pot of lentils. I want it now. And he sold it. He did. Amen. And then the Bible sadly says that when he would have, but say would have, isn't that sad? He would have inherited the blessing. He would have. But he didn't. Because he sold it for a bowl of beans. Would have. But he couldn't endure that law. He sold it because he did not really cherish it. It says he was rejected. And then it says he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Now that doesn't mean that he never received grace from God. That doesn't mean he could not be forgiven. It means he just never got another chance at the inheritance. There are things in our lives that are precious that we can give away. And once we give them away, we can never get them back. We may pursue them with tears, wanting to start over. We can't start over. Once it's gone, it's gone. And you never get it back. Purity is one of those things. Once it's gone, forever gone. And you can repent and God will forgive, but you'll never get back what you lost. It's gone forever. Reputation. You can sell your reputation. Amen. And it's hard to get it back once it's gone. Isn't that right? No, you could... You could take a nail and drive it into this wall over here. And you could take the nail out. But that there will be a spot there, a hole that will remain. It's always there. Sin's like that. God will forgive sin. But you'll remember it. And so will others. I read years ago about a father that when his son did something wrong, he would drive a nail into a board and he'd leave it there until the son apologized and he'd pull it out. One day the boy looked and all the nails were gone. And he said, but Dad, he said, all the holes remain. All is there, everything. And I know what each one of those holes represents. See, life's like that. Amen. The tempter comes and you'll fall and God restores, but there'll always be a hole there. There'll always be a remembrance there. So the scripture says if we follow, pursue peace and holiness, you see, it'll prevent us from falling away from the grace of God. So these scriptures today are calling us to pursue something that's good and holy and right. You want a happy life? This is how you get it. Now, I'm not telling you something today that I read in the book. I'm telling you something that I have experienced now for over 40 years. I've lived on that side of this, and I've lived on this side. And I'm still here after 40 years because I found this is much better than that. I'm speaking from experience. I'm not like the little boy. He told a story. The preacher was preaching. His dad was a preacher, and he told the story. And after church, the little boy said, "That was a good story, Daddy." He said, "Was that true, or was you just preaching?" Well, I hope they're the same. But I'm just telling you today that from experience, I've been on that side. I know what's over there. I really know what's over there. I not only live there, but I counsel people almost daily there. So I know what's on that side. And I know what's on this side. And I have chosen daily for more than 40 years to walk this way because this is so much better than that. Let's stand together today. Amen. I would encourage you today, amen, to follow, to pursue, to make every effort to follow after peace and holiness. Amen. That's what I'm going to encourage you to do today. And if you've been walking a different direction, you know what? You can change direction today. We call that repentance. It simply means, Lord, this road seems to be getting me nowhere fast. And I'm weary with it. I'm weary with all of the trouble and the strife. Never getting ahead. It seems like everything winds up like ashes. I'm asking you today to help me. I want something permanent in my life. I'm tired of the turmoil. I really want some peace. I really want some peace. I've done some things I'm not proud of, some things I'm actually very ashamed of. And I'd like to put some distance between myself and my shame. So I ask you today, God, please help me. Amen. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to follow after holiness. I'm going to follow you. And the more I follow you, the more distance I'll put between myself and my past. Hallelujah. Amen. I welcome you today to a change, to a new life. Amen. For you can come right now and forsake your sins, follow after God and His righteousness, and the life that is peaceful and pleasant and good, not only here, but also hereafter. Praise God. Amen. This altar's open. I think it would be good if we'd come and pray. Amen. Let's come, folks. Let's follow peace. Let's follow holiness. Amen. Let's follow peace. Let's follow holiness. Pursuing peace.